Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my stockingly gorgeous co-host, the lovely Jill Sirkin.
Hello.
You're talking to the mic even, that would help.
No, I'm trying to tweet though.
What are you doing? You're tweeting?
Yeah. So you will see the videos live on Jules Sirkin of the last interview that we did with Bronwyn.
Fantastic. And we've got loads of stuff to catch up on. We've got another fantastic guest to talk to as well. So we need to crack on. Carpa KCO Business Solutions have said, hello, Vanilla Webb. Would be great to have a shout-out for next week's Federation of Small Business Women in Business Brunch in Herne Bay, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. They're doing brunches now.
Yeah.
10 a.m. to 12 p.m, Wednesday the 11th. Free tickets can be booked via the FSB website under events. So fsb.org.uk. Click on events, and presumably Events South East. That's the Women in Business Brunch on the 11th of March. Do check it out. What you got?
Well, we've got Slope Off Friday this Friday, which I am hosting. It's a business networking lunch once a month, and as it's on the Twitter, at Slope Off Friday, it starts at 2 p.m, so you do all your work in the morning diligently, and then you meet me for lunch. We have a lovely business networking.
And then you wipe out the rest of the weekend in a drunken haze, basically.
Usually a little bit of cheese and biscuits about 1 a.m.
About 1 a.m, yeah. And then a phone call to Paul about 3 a.m. saying, we're all drunk, can you come and pick us up?
Paul is teetotal, is very useful at this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But this Slope Off Friday is at the Faversham pub eatery, The Carriage. And it's off the top of my head, £21 a head for a 3-course meal. And we usually play a little bit of billiards afterwards in that pub.
Billiards?
It's quite nice.
Yeah. You mean raffles?
Yeah. Or is it billiards? Or what do you call it? Snooker?
Well, it could be snooker. It could be pool. Could be eight-ball pool.
I know. I think it's a really old-fashioned Faversham. Bar billiards?
No. Well, you could be bar billiards or billiards.
Little old-fashioned Victorian
billiards
table.
Is played with 3 balls. 2 red and a white, uh-huh. And bar billiards is played with little mushroom-like things.
Well, my new husband comes, and he usually plays with Pete Allen, who's right down there in the corridor. And
we'll pop next door and ask Pete in a minute what it is.
I don't know what it is they play, something quaint.
Yeah.
I don't play, I just, heckle.
You just drink. Yeah, I know.
Little Prosecco.
Cool. Okie doke. Venom Tech have been on as well.
Oh, I haven't heard from them
for a while. We'd love hello Vanilla Webb and all the rest. We'd love a Business Bunker shout out, please, as this month we're celebrating our 10th birthday.
Gosh, of all that venom.
All that venom for 10 years.
The little poisonous spiders.
And what they say is to read all about us in the full founders blog, that'll be Dr. Steve Trim, the man with the luscious hair.
I wonder if he's had a trim.
No. If you go to venomtech.co.uk/category/news, you can read all about Venom Tech and what they do. And it's fascinating stuff. It is worth a read.
Yeah, snake.
They're a drug discovery company. And they take venom from various snakes, spiders, scorpions and other poisonous creepy crawlies.
Medicinal, often.
And try to turn them into drugs.
But some of them are quite amazing, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
So check it out. venomtech.co.uk/category/news. Check it out.
Entries are now open for the Best Business Events Canterbury Business Awards. And they're free, they're simple, and they're quick to enter. And the gala dinner will take place at Broome Park in Canterbury on the 26th of March. To enter, go to www.businessawardskent.co.uk.
Construction Expo have tweeted, we're delighted to announce that Peter Searle will be speaking about pricing tenders at the Construction Expo on the 28th of April. That's at the Sussex Showground at Ardingly. So do check that out.
And the Women in Business Luncheons say to mark over 10 years of Women in Business Luncheons, we thought we'd do something special this year and give you the opportunity to really get to know each other in a relaxed and informal way. And they're going off to Brugge.
Bruges, even.
Brugge, 18th of June. And you can go to kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk to find all about Brugge.
I love Bruges.
I do.
Brugge.
Bruges. Yeah. It's Bruges, isn't it? Brugge.
How do you say it in a Dutch way?
So in Dutch, it's Brugge.
But in Flemish.
In Flemish, it would be Brugge.
Yeah. And in Cockney, it's Bruges, right? Okay.
Of course, the chips there with mayonnaise, quite famous.
I absolutely love Brugge.
Yeah.
But I've never been there outside of the winter. I tend to go there at Christmas time because the Christmas markets and the ice skating and all the rest of it is fantastic. No, I don't eat chocolate, but
I do.
Yeah, yeah. Or chips or mayonnaise, but whatever, or drink the beer. But whatever, it's a fabulous city. It's really lovely. But I've never been there outside of the winter.
Well, off you go. Book
your
ticket.
Yeah, I need to go to the Women in Business lunch in June, don't I?
Oh, you'd be the star attraction, wouldn't you?
I would, wouldn't I?
You'd like that. They also do, when I'm in Brugge, I have a very nice raspberry beer. It's really nice. Mm. Blokes don't like it. I think it's a girly thing, but very, very nice raspberry beer.
Yeah.
Very pleasant.
Indeed. Cool.
There's a cherry beer.
I've
forgotten the name of now.
Cherry beer, probably.
No, it's got a...
No, it's called something.
Come to me.
Yeah. Mm.
And you've got all the lovely little bridges that go over the river. And, of course, the famous film in Bruges, or in Brugge, where the... in Brugge, where Colin Farrell is in that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good film, if you haven't seen it.
It's a very funny film.
Yeah. Funny?
Funny in a weird way.
Yeah, because it's tragic, isn't
it? It's tragic.
I mean, we mustn't give away the plot for those who haven't seen it.
I got an interesting tweet here from Tabba Official. That's Tracy Ann Barker. Talking about you wafting coffee smells around here.
Oh.
She's going, my office smells of something far less glamorous.
What is it?
Guess, what do you think? It was her lunch.
Oh, eggs.
No, fish finger sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. But do you know, a fish finger sandwich can be delicious because you can have, if it's warm and then you've got nice soft bread and you've got all the melted butter going on, that can be very, very good.
You're doing this deliberately, aren't you?
It can be quite gourmet.
You're just doing this deliberately.
Very good for the brain, of course, fish.
She's doing this deliberately. Because I'm on a diet, yeah? Because I'm on
a
diet.
Finger. Without the
She's been bringing biscuits and stroopwafel or whatever it is.
But Bronwyn, going back to mental health, fish oil, of course, and fish, fabulous for the brain. My son, when he was about 10, used to go to a little school in Canterbury, and she said his, like a lot of boys, his attention was, you know, he would be all over the place. I wonder where he got that from. And I put him on fish oils and the EPAs and the fish oils. And she said to me after 10, she didn't know. And after about 6 months, she said, what have you done to him? Actually, she said, what have you done to him? Because she was from Persia. And and I said, I can't think of anything. I said, I've given him fish oils. And it was the fish oils. And she said, he's a completely different
person. And I used to do fish when I was at school. I used to go down a chippy every lunchtime.
Khod hafiz.
Yeah.
That's good. Good evening in Persian.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
For anyone that's listening and who is Persian.
Anyway, for the last 5 minutes of the show.
Or Iranian.
I've had a tweet from the lovely Kim Stevens at Caring Kent. And
hello.
She says, good afternoon. I'd love a Business Bug shout out for Chloe, my registered manager, who is undergoing her first CQC inspection and is nailing it like a boss lady because she's awesome.
Wow.
So fantastic. Well done, Chloe. Keep on keeping on. And thank you for that, Kim.
Well done.
Oh, now my Twitter's hung up.
I can't look at Twitter because I've got my my phone is poised to
Read an email
video
then.
To video Florida. I would like to thank who is this from? Sarah, Andy, and Sue. Sarah Mann, who is BA Honours in music, and she's also the director of the Music Man Project UK. I'm going to read out their website in a minute.
Good.
She says she'd like to take this opportunity to invite you, the listeners. To the Medway concert, which is held on Thursday, the 26th of March, at St Mark's Church in Gillingham.
Yep.
I say it like the train drivers. Gillingham. We are now approaching Gillingham. Corner of Canterbury.
I suppose she didn't call it Gillingham, which is something. Yeah.
Corner of Canterbury Street / High Street, ME7, 1B for Bertie, J for Juliet. And that's 7 to 8:15 p.m. And the Cantium Singers will also be performing with us. Do you know them?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Maidstone concert will be held on Thursday, the 2nd of April at St Martin's Church in Northumberland Road on Sheppey. So that's at 2 to 3pm. Admission is free at both concerts and refreshments will be served afterwards. And our musicians overcome extraordinary challenges, she says, every day. And part of our mission is to help them show what they can achieve, what they can offer and what they can teach us all. There's a mystery there. We want to know more, don't we, really? But she says, look forward to seeing you there. And it's not just from Sarah, it's from Andy and Sue. You can find them on themusicmanproject.com. That's 3 W's dot themusicmanproject.com. Sounds like there might be a little tie-in with you there, Bronwyn. I'm reading into that.
Cool.
And also Marsh Breakfast Networking. The next one is the 26th of March. It's at 7:45 to 9:15 at the Ship Inn in the High Street, 118 High Street in Dimchurch. The sat nav is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 29 O Norman Sugar.
Yeah. I've had a tweet from Gary Hibbard as well of the lovely folks at Cyberfort Group, who are the cybersecurity people, saying what a fantastic show it is. And he's
previously
listening.
On the show, wasn't he?
Yeah, he has been on the show.
Yeah.
There's another Women in Business lunch taking place. You'll hear a wide range of speakers covering all areas of business who will not only share their stories and experiences, but give an insight into what has worked for them and what didn't work. The next event is taking place on the 19th of March at the Chorston Park Hotel. That's at Lenham, just near Maidstone. It's only £33 plus VAT for lunch. And if I remember rightly, the speakers are Kerry Madgwick and Melissa Eyre. I do believe. But if you go to kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk, you can find out all about it and book your ticket.
I'm sure you're right, because you have a memory like an elephant.
Yeah.
You remember everything. And you know every road all around to get me in.
Yeah.
You know? Did you know that the next free jobsinkent.com careers fair is coming up, Paul Andrews?
I did.
It's going to be held at the Pentagon Shopping Centre in Chatham, and it's on Thursday, March the 26th from 10am until 2pm.
Yep.
And they say, the team at Jobs in Kent say, there will be help and advice available on the day to review or to help you construct your CV, hugely important nowadays, to give you careers advice and to help with finding the right opportunity for you. They have 24 employers.
It's 26 now.
Okay.
Yeah, but we expect it to be 35 by the end.
And more to come. Yeah. And all details can be found on kentbusinessradio.co.uk /Pentagon.
Yeah, totally free to attend. Just pop in between 10 and 2 on that day. As I say, there will be over 30 employers that are all local employers in Medway looking to offer work to anyone that wants to pop by and talk to them.
The lady that we read out earlier with the car wash, that would be good for her, wouldn't it?
Yeah, except it's in the wrong area.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it's
in Medway. We do them all around the county.
Over yonder.
Yeah, yeah. The last one we did was in Folkestone at the Grand.
So that's March the 26th on a Thursday from 10 till 2. Pop in and see the team there.
Yep.
Advice on your CV.
Yep. We're going to talk to Flergy in a moment, but I've got a couple of other things I want to tell you about before we do that. There's the 2020 Business Expo. It's a free one-off event for key decision makers, inspirational keynote speakers, informative workshops, 80-plus exhibitors showcasing their products and services. There's networking breakfast and there's speed networking. Where's this happening, you say? Well, it's happening at the Ashford International Hotel, and it's happening on Wednesday the 10th of June. They've got a whole raft of speakers, which include Michaela Wayne. I don't know if Michaela's been on this show.
Yeah, I do.
Michaela was a finalist on the Apprentice programme back in 2017, and she runs a construction business, which is called Design by Build. James Osborne, who is the founder of Energy. Dan Knowlton, everyone knows Dan. Yeah, co-founder of Knowlton Marketing. Paul Hargreaves, who founded Cotswold Fair. Yeah, you know, the...
Is that F-A-Y-R-E?
F-A-Y-R-E.
As in Ye Old Fair.
Ye Old Fair, you know it. Yeah, yeah. It's like a magazine, catalogue thing, isn't it, where they sell country stuff.
Attire.
Yeah, well, it's not just clothes, don't they sell hampers and things like that as well, I do believe.
Hamsters as well.
Kenda McDonald will be there. She's the CEO of Automation Ninjas. I tell you what, she's brilliant.
Yeah.
She is absolutely brilliant. I chaired an event a couple of years ago, which she spoke at. She's a knockout. Even if you only go to listen to Kenda, it's worth it. Yeah, she's brilliant. Yeah, Automation Ninjas. So that's the 2020 Business Expo on Wednesday the 10th of June at the Ashford International Hotel. If you want to exhibit or you want to go along, you go to www.2020businessexpo.co.uk.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
There's a Benenden Hospital Open event, and the hospital will be holding an open event next month for members of the public who want to pay for their own treatment. So it's near Cranbrook, and it's part of the National Healthcare Society with more than 817,000 members throughout the UK. It's also open to anyone, including those who want to self-pay for their own treatment, those with private medical insurance and NHS patients, not just members. And on Sunday, March the 8th, the hospital will be hosting presentations and consultant chats on weight loss surgery, hips, knees, cataracts, varicose veins, and podiatry. I've got all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got the lot. I mean, you've got a full set. Bingo.
Actually, I haven't got varicose veins yet, but never mind. Well, I'm sure I could get some.
You wouldn't get varicose veins in a steel kneecap, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
I have the Oxford knee. It's very
Oxford,
good one.
Is that like an Oxford comma?
I don't know. It's called an Oxford knee.
What's an Oxford knee then?
I don't know. It's supposed to last longer or something.
Okay.
Benenden Hospital is the only private hospital in Kent to be rated outstanding by the Care Quality. Try and say Care Quality.
CQC.
Care
it's
Quality.
It's easier if
Commission.
You just go CQC.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's just all those coffees I've had.
Yeah.
The independent regulator that ensures health and social care provides people with safe, effective, compassionate and high-quality care. And following a multi-million pound redevelopment, it's an ultra-modern hospital offering fast access to treatment and leading and well-respected consultants and clinicians. It also boasts rigorous infection control with no cases of MRSA, high levels of patient satisfaction, fixed price guarantee and free parking. The open event will be run from 11 to 1, and that is again on, what was the date? Well, I don't think they said in this press release. But there is a website, so you can book online by going to www.benenden, that's B-E-N-E-N-D-E-N, hospital.org.uk/events2020.
It's a fabulous place, actually, Benenden. They spent a lot of money refurbishing it.
It's
been there a long time.
As you know, I took my elderly mum, who's 89, to see a private doctor because the NHS were just failing her. And I saw him, paid £250. He was brilliant at the Spires. And then I said, well, can we see you for the follow-up in 2 weeks? He wanted to see her again on the National Health. He said, well, you can, but you'll wait 10 months.
Yeah.
So when you're 89, you don't wait 10 months.
You haven't got 10 months.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're paying another £250, which we can't get her on any of the private schemes because she's 89.
Yeah, for sure.
And, of course, in their day, the NHS worked, without being rude. In the olden days, you didn't need private medical health insurance.
Ah. Well, Benenden started off as the private hospital for the Civil Service Union, is how it started off. And the place where it is was a consumption clinic from back in the day.
But you never hear of anyone getting consumption.
No, but I mean, it was one of those, you know, places like that back then. And then the Civil Service took it over and made it a private hospital for union members.
Mm.
And then some years ago, it was not privatised because it's still a not-for-profit organisation, but they opened it up to anybody. It's a membership-based thing.
Almost pay as you go, can't
you? Well, it's £12 a month.
Wow.
It's £12 a month as a member. But you have to pay for, you know...
But not if you're 89, because asked.
Yeah. Cool. The Networkers Networking event is back, and it's back on Wednesday the 18th of March from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Eastwell Manor here in Ashford. It's a full-day event that's all about networking to help business owners to understand how to make their networking more effective and efficient. We all know networking is one of the best methods for making new connections, meeting other business owners, starting great collaborations, gaining new clients, and subsequently ensuring that your business or organisation builds and grows. But do you know how to be most effective and efficient with your time while you're networking? Well, you're going to find out. The theme of the first event is marketing, and the day will include two speakers, the lovely Tabitha Beasley, who's the marketing assistant, and she's going to be giving you some top tips to marketing your business for free. And then you're going to hear from Mike Hacker, known by all of us as Hacks of Prisma Broadcast, and he's going to be talking about creating a pitch and capturing great video footage for your marketing. There's a networking, you're going to love this, there's a networking activity which is an escape room. But it's an escape room in a bag. You'll be solving clues and puzzles with team building company Escape on Site. I'm saying no more about it. You've got to come to find out what it's all about. And then, of course, I'll be leading some round table discussions there, because we found that they were really interesting last time. And people really enjoyed
table.
Them. There's lots and lots of networking. You can book and join us for the full day, or if you prefer, book without lunch, or you can book to just pop in when it suits you. And the tickets are only £15 at a base level, and if you buy them now, there's an early bird available too. So if you want to find out about it or book your ticket or find out more about it, go to evexio.co.uk/what's on. That's the Networkers Networking event on the 18th of March at Eastwell Manor. What you got? You can do one more, and then we're going to talk to Fleur.
Well, I've only got one left because I have been rather diligent, as you both know, my lovely guests. So the next one is the Marsh networking over coffee. If you don't want to do the breakfast, you can do the coffee.
Once you've had breakfast, you go and move on to coffee,
it
obviously.
Is,
and then afternoon tea.
4th of March. Is that mañana?
Was it's
that
tomorrow.
Today?
No, it's mañana. It's mañana.
You'd forgotten your Spanish then, hadn't you? I saw you.
No, it was your accent that put me off.
Marsh networking over coffee. It's 10 to 12 at the Cinque-Port Arms, 1 High Street, New Rome. Cinque-Port Arms. Are you a plumber?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's also a rye networking over coffee. Let's say it in a rye way.
Oh, dear. That's the second time you've done that pun.
17th of March. This is a diary date. 9:30 to 12 noon at the King's Head Inn in Rye. And to book, you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, /marsh-, as Bronwyn enjoys.
She likes a hyphen.
Network. I've read all of mine diligently now, Paul Andrew.
Well done. Well, we'll talk to her flirting then, shall we?
I'm ready to video her.
Yeah, look, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the show, Flergy Hooter. Flergy, obviously, since you were last on, things have kind of changed a bit. So
yes.
You're here talking about something completely different now.
Yes.
So you've moved organisations. How are you settling in? Are you enjoying it?
Very much so, yeah. Yes. It's a very exciting new challenge.
Cool.
And a very exciting topic. What's not to like about food and drink?
Absolutely, yeah. So you've moved to producing Kent. Tell us, for those that don't know, I mean, I guess most people do, but for those that don't, just tell us who and what Producing Kent is.
Okay. So Producing Kent is a membership organisation that represents, promotes and supports food and drink businesses in Kent. Mm. And those businesses can range from being a producer, a manufacturer, a wholesaler, retailer, or they could be active in the hospitality sector.
Fantastic. And, of course, Kent, the Garden of England.
Yes.
Has a very long tradition in food production and drink. And interestingly, I was talking to some people about this the other day. We're now, it's well established in the viniculture world, the world of producing wine and growing grapes.
The English sparkling, amazing.
Yeah, well, somebody was saying to me the other day from that industry that they see a very big future for Kent, especially in that marketplace. And allied to Brexit and climate change, they were saying that, you know, they're growing more and more grapes because it's getting slightly warmer, and they're now experimenting with red grapes, which is something that we couldn't grow before. And, of course, having left the European Union, they can now call stuff champagne if they want to. I don't think they will, but they could if they wanted to. But that aside, certainly wine production in Kent has blossomed in the last few years.
Yeah, quite literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's doing wonderfully well, and what I was told is that it's also doing so well because the climate change, obviously, it's got its challenges, but also sometimes things
for,
going
for some parts of the world it works, for others it doesn't. Yeah,
but the soil apparently here is identical to the soil in the Champagne. It's not just similar, but it's identical.
Yeah, absolutely. Which
so
is why
with the changing temperatures, you are hitting almost exactly the same.
Yeah, was it Bollinger, the French Champagne company, opened a vineyard here in Kent?
No, it's Tettinger, and they're growing grapes in near Chilham, Vermont.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So Producing Kent is a membership-based organisation representing all of those industries,
yes,
presumably from farmers all the way through to people like Kent Crisps and crisp manufacturers and what have you.
Yes, as I said, primary producers up to retailers, to manufacturers, anything. Mm. All you need to be is a company, small or large, based in Kent, active in the food and drink industry.
And what are the costs, Lord Chair, to join?
They're very reasonable.
Oh, that was well put. She dug herself out of a hole there.
All details on the website, no doubt.
They're very reasonable. They are dependent on your turnover.
Size,
And they're linked to a very attractive business support package. So we shout about food and drink businesses in Kent, both online and offline.
And you have the awards, of course.
We have a certain event. events that we take part in or are organising ourselves, such as the Taste of Kent Awards, which are taking place this Thursday, actually, the 5th of
March.
Is it this
Thursday? Gosh.
Yes, at the Kent Showgrounds in Detling.
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
We'll talk about that in a moment. Can I ask, Producing Kent, is that a public organisation or is
No, it's a limited company by guarantee, so it's a not-for-profit business, which means that all the profits that we make are basically channeled back into the business.
Okay.
So we're really working for the members.
It is a fully membership-based business.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've got some amazing in Kent, some amazing, like, just going back to right to the very basics, the jam makers, the pickle makers, the chutney makers, the cheese makers.
Yeah.
Amazing produce in Kent.
There's amazing produce and there's some amazing businesses out there and some amazing entrepreneurs. I've tried to meet in the little time that I've been with Producing Kent with as many members as I can. We had some member events last week and just to hear their stories, the way they run their business, but also very much focusing on how to do it in a sustainable way, which I think is excellent and also something that I really would like the organisation to focus on in the years to come, because the future is sustainable management. It's not just what's needed for the environment, but it's also what the customer wants nowadays. They want sustainable products. And often being sustainable and managing your business sustainable can actually save you money. So what's not to like about sustainable?
The packaging can be a huge issue, can't it, in the sustainability to have packaging that keeps things fresh.
Yes.
I want to be a little bit controversial here. I was reading some stuff about this yesterday. And we had the traditional picture of wherever it is. They never tell you where it is in the world, but a piece of water that's absolutely full to the brim with plastic bottles and stuff like that. And they were talking about sustainable packaging. But I'm old enough to remember when we didn't package anything. Yeah. You used to go to the shops and put it, you know, well, you did have a shopping bag or a basket. Yeah, but they just gave it to you, you know, like they weighed potatoes on a scale and chucked them in your bag. They didn't package anything. Hold on, I'm on a rant now. Because I was in the supermarket the other day and they've got bananas wrapped in plastic. I think you'll find bananas come in their own packaging. You know, that's, part of what a banana is. I don't understand why we have to wrap everything up all the time. But
maybe because it travels longer distances.
Yeah,
spider's eggs in a banana. They did have a spate of having these spider's eggs that were hatching everywhere. So I think it might be that as well as transport.
Well, we could send them up to Steve, couldn't we, if we've got spiders in there. Venomtech could deal with him.
Reuse them.
But what we're promoting through Producing Kent is buy local. Look at what's on sale around the corner and what's been produced in a sustainable
way. We were talking earlier about McNay's and a Good Shed and places like that that do exactly that. You know, they sell locally.
Fabulous farm shops.
Produced stuff.
And the farmers' markets.
Absolutely. And more people are deliberately buying that, even if it's a little bit more expensive, because the quality is better and it's local and and all the things that that go with that. And you know what you're getting. You know, the trouble with some supermarket foods is you're not entirely sure what you're getting in things, you know.
Yeah.
So from a Producing Kent point of view, Fergie, you offer help and advice and support for businesses in the food production space?
Yes,
because absolutely. It strikes me, that especially in Kent, and I've come across quite a few of these things, it's very difficult, I'm thinking now purely from a business point of view, it's very difficult sometimes to take a food production business from a kitchen table into production. And I've seen dozens and dozens of people that produce sauces and all kinds of things that, you know, were homemade. They made them for family and everybody went, oh, that's lovely. So they start to make them on a wider scale. But you reach a point where your kitchen table doesn't work anymore. And on two points of view, one, you can't produce enough, and two, you don't have the health and safety and all the regulations that go around food production. Which are huge. So is that where Producing Kent help people grow their business?
Yeah, I think scaling up a business is a general problem that I think businesses in many sectors experience. We don't offer all that help ourselves, but we will connect with those organisations that can, and we will go into partnerships with them so that we can offer a special deal to our members and make sure that they get the training, the workshops, the advice that they need.
Okay. You mentioned earlier you've got an event coming up. Sue?
Yeah, it's our flagship event of the year. It's the Taste of Kent Awards,
right,
happening this Thursday. We are absolutely sold out, 350 people attending.
Wow.
Of course,
wow,
all the finalists and their support groups are very loyal sponsors and other important people in the food and drink industry.
And where's it taking place?
It's taking place at the Kent Showground, Detling.
Okay. Detling. Okay.
Yeah.
You moved there about, what, 3-4 years ago? Because it was growing so much, and it's a great venue for you.
It's a fabulous venue. Yeah, it's huge.
Well, it's not many venues that will hold 350 people.
No,
that's for sure.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's on Thursday.
Whenever I've been there, I always remember the journey there, but never the one home.
I wonder why. Well, I wonder why. It's always, if in previous years, anything to go by. Social media is always dominated by Produced in Kent on that evening, isn't it? As they announce
absolutely
all the finalists and all the winners and who don't.
But it's very exciting.
Which is
it's
brilliant.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
It's for a lot of businesses. It's it's a
breakthrough
moment. It's a great PR. It's a lovely way to celebrate all the good food and drink that comes out of Kent.
And
I mean, we've got 23 awards, 17 categories.
I was going to say, how many categories? You got a lot of categories there.
17 categories, yeah.
Give us a flavour for some of the categories that
all right,
got.
So we have anything from Kent Beer of the Year to Kent Farm Diversification of the Year, obviously Kent Wine of the Year, juices, food business, butcher shop, restaurant, and our new award that's come in this year is the Excellence Award for Customer Service.
Oh, fantastic.
It's a new one, yeah.
It's interesting that you mentioned beer as well, because, of course, Kent used to be incredibly famous for beer. We were one of the biggest hop producers in the world. And I am so old, that I remember when I moved to Kent in 62.
Being a hop.
No, but there were hop fields everywhere, and I moved to Birstead, which Birstead Green, which has an oast house on the green. And when I moved to Birstead, that was still a working oast house. They were still making, doing what, roasting hops or whatever they do to hops in those things.
Out of interest, who are the three nominees?
For the Kent Beer of the Year?
For the Kent Beer. Have you got Mad Cat on there? Peter Beanie? Or?
Hang on. We have, the finalists are Curious Brew.
Lovely.
Western,
are they on there?
Pale Ale Mary from North Down Brewery, and Gads Number 3 from Ramsgate
Brewery. Gads is always popular, hugely popular.
I had lunch at a Curious Brewery the other day. I can't say Curious Brewery, but I had lunch there for the first time. It was lovely.
And you don't drink, and you still can't say it.
I don't even have that excuse that I was drunk. Yeah.
And was it good lunch?
It was brilliant. We had a bit. We kind of went for... They didn't offer it. We made them do it. We had a tapas. Yeah. Mm. They didn't do a tapas. We just ordered loads of little things. Yeah.
Very Spanish.
No, it was lovely. It was really lovely in a nice location.
And who are your Florgie, who are your nominations for Best Restaurant of the Year?
Best Restaurant.
That would
there
be interesting.
Go.
Have you got? I'm guessing the Ringlestone is on there.
Oh, you don't know, do you? You're just trying to promote things there.
The Ringlestone.
We have the Boy and Oyster in Margate.
Yeah, we have one.
The Corner House in Canterbury.
Fabulous.
And we've got the Small Holding in Kilndown.
Oh, well, Small Holding. Now, Will
Devlin's gaff, yeah.
Yeah. So he, Harry, the head chef, will there serve up. He'll serve you and he'll go, here you are, Jules. Here's some lovely woodland ants for you. And you know, he says it like it's completely normal to eat a woodland ant.
Hasn't the boy opened a new
he
pub
has,
restaurant?
Hasn't yeah, Will Devlin. He is, of course, Will Devlin. I took over to the Channel 4 programme, Escape to the Chateau DIY, as my chef.
Yeah.
We had a ball, and his food is amazing. It's probably the best soup I've ever had in my whole life.
Anyway, answer my question.
I still remember. Yeah, he
You've
has.
You've forgotten my question.
No,
haven't you?
He's just bought another restaurant on the borders near towards Hastings. On this, would that be Sussex?
Bodiam. He bought a Curlew in Bodiam.
A Curlew.
The Curlew pub in Bodiam. Near Bodiam Castle.
Is that the Sussex border? Or?
It's on the East Sussex Kent border. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next to Bodiam Castle. Yeah.
His food is great.
Yeah.
So. He was a chef.
He's obviously trying to win Produced in Sussex as well. Then, isn't
he? Yeah.
But to be fair, all the finalists are fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely.
That they're in that,
and more than that, you know, you've got three finalists in categories. But here in Kent, we're really lucky. There's a range of fabulous restaurants and all kinds of food and drink producers that are just brilliant.
And that's what I do on Slope Off. I just go around to all these Slope Off Friday.
On what?
Slope Off Friday. This Friday, but we only go to independent restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
Only, you know, and celebrate our chefs.
So, Fludgy, I don't even know if you know. How many members does Producing Kent have? Do you know?
Closer to 80.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. And growing.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you loads of questions here, and
yes,
it's not fair.
Yeah, I don't know.
But do you know what the value of the food and drink industry is to
She's
Kent?
Only just started.
Yes.
I actually do know.
Oh,
yeah. Well, see, I know how clever she is. Yeah. That's how I know.
Kent food and drink industry contributes 2.6 billion to the UK economy.
Well
done.
2.6
billion.
So that's and what about the farmers' markets? Because I think that they're struggling. The weather has been really difficult.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. I promote heavily our Whitstable one in Goral Tank, which isn't a member of yours. I've tried to get them to, but they're a bit stuck in their ways. But at the moment, there's only three stalls. It's gone right down to three stalls. There's free parking. It's every Thursday. But a while back, Canterbury City Council moved them, and they lost a lot of, people get out of the habit, and they've come back. But last week, there were only three stalls left. And, of course, they're putting up howling winds and rain.
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it as
does,
well.
It does, but I really do, if anybody's listening, please try and support your local farmer's market.
Often, the farmer's markets are run by volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think
there's a big issue with weather and stuff like that. It's difficult, especially if you're in a field somewhere and it's muddy and all the rest of it. If it was me, and I was running those markets, I'd try to double up on them. I'd try to run the market in conjunction with something else, so that you've got footfall from people that might not necessarily go, I know, let's go shopping in a farmer's market. Whereas they might go, I don't know, let's go to, a tractor fest or something, and you would see a farmer's market there.
But maybe on that note, have a Meet the Member event organised on the 18th of March in Westgate Hall in Canterbury.
Westgate Hall?
Yeah, in Canterbury. And it's for all Producing Kent members, but also everyone who'd like to know more about Producing Kent, what we do and what our plans are for the coming year. So please come and join us.
Okay. And when you say anyone, are you aiming this at food producers, or is it literally anyone that's just nosy about it?
Anyone who's nosy is very welcome to join us, and we will have a mini food and drink market where our members will sample their products.
And clever, because it's inside, so we're just talking about venues and the weather.
So
that's the 18th of March at the Westgate Hall in Canterbury, and there's a nice big car park next to it as well.
From 5 onwards. 5 till 8.
In 5 to 8 in the evening?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. So you haven't even got to worry about traffic and parking.
I was going to say, if any of your members, I'll talk to you after, but if any of your members are looking for a kitchen, Ibiza Fitness Food, who deliver throughout the UK, are able to lend their kitchen. I think it's 2 days a week that they don't cook in it.
Yeah.
Commercial kitchen in Manston by the airport.
Okay.
So if any of your members are looking, if they're moving out of the kitchen at home to a bigger premises, it's all checked.
Yeah. And if I could just do a shout out to our wonderful caterer who is organising the Taste of Kent, or
who is
doing
it?
All the food for the Taste of Kent.
You see, that's not easy, is it? Being the caterer at a food event.
Yeah. No pressure. Yeah.
Is it chives? With a lovely dinner menu full of local produce and they're homegrown.
Fantastic.
Called homegrown.
Oh, homegrown.
Homegrown. Oh, I like it. Right. I was right. You were wrong.
What?
Venom Tech have been on.
Oh.
Venom Tech have been on. The spider eggs will still be in the banana package. If they were there in the first place, you're better off without the packaging.
Well, so they can escape and live on a shelf.
Well, hold on. As the eggs will be more likely to dry out or fall off and not hatch.
Oh.
So I was right. Yeah.
Oh.
No packaging.
Tell them
that. And you don't get bitten by your bananas.
I'm so glad that they told us that. I can't ask them what Venom of the Week is because I'm videoing. I can't tweet them, but I'm sure they're listening.
Yeah, well, they're listening. So if they've got a Venom of the Week, they can tell us.
Yeah, but that's a great answer.
Yeah. So you've got a couple of events coming up. First, you've been producing Kent. You've got the awards dinner this Thursday, and then you've got your Meet the Organisation event on the 18th. What else are you up to?
So we are, of course, part of the Kent County Show again in July.
Yep.
We have member events throughout the year.
Right.
And we're looking at them now and dates and who we're going to invite. So we try to, at those member events, tell a little bit about what the organisation is doing, but also invite some external speakers, partners we're working with, so that people get a better insight of what support they can get and what's there to find for them.
Fantastic. Right, so now let's talk about you. a little bit, because you've been in place about 8 weeks.
Not even that.
No. So what's your role with Producing Kent?
I'm the chief exec, as you call it.
I didn't know that.
Highbrow.
I didn't know we were in the presence of royalty.
I know.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Chief exec.
So you've taken over as chief exec. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that. Oh, cool. Wow. So you must be really excited.
Very excited, yeah. And it's, as I said, it's a very exciting challenge. There's lots to learn.
Yep.
And she hasn't put on any weight in this 8 weeks, eating all that produced in Ken.
Well, that will probably change. Yeah, it's a dangerous area in that respect. it's lovely. It's a really, really lovely topic to be working on.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Well, I forgot, we've also got cider as well. Yeah, beautiful cider in Ken.
Yeah. Oh, don't start her on more drink. Yeah. You're right, it's 2.6 billion worth of to the economy. It's not, we're not messing about here. This is big stuff.
No,
it's big ticket stuff.
You know, it's attracting people from outside of the UK, from outside of Kent, into Kent.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful, positive thing.
Yeah.
Food and drink, to gather around food and drink. It's a bonding. Mm.
Yeah.
It's a bonding thing.
I was going to ask about that as well. As Producing Kent, you're representing food and drink producers in Kent, but presumably you must get involved in some point in spreading the word outside of Kent about the producers that we have here.
Lots
of the top restaurants will have sparkling Kent sparkling wine and things like that as well, won't they?
You see it quite often. You go
in
to
London.
Restaurants in London, whatever, and they will always have an English wine on there now, and quite often it will be Chapel Down or something like that, because they've been around a long time, or Hush Heath or Gusbourne or someone like that.
It's definitely part of our
do you do anything? I've seen other things in slightly other industries where they take groups of producers of different things over to Holland and Belgium and France, Northern France, talking about exchanges of selling stuff. Do you get involved in those kind of things?
We do, we do, with our partner organisations such as Locating Kent, but through Kent County Council.
Yep.
They ran a number of EU-funded projects where they introduced Kent producers to the Dutch, the Flemish and the Northern French market.
Okay.
And I think they're very much looking to continue these contacts and build on them.
Cool.
So that's we don't know what's happening to the EU funding, but nevertheless, we're hoping that will continue.
Hopefully there's some funding from somewhere to keep doing that, because it makes sense, doesn't it?
Those relations will keep growing.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, because we live closer to the continent here in Kent than a lot of the rest of of England and the UK. So,
yeah.
That's fantastic. You must be really excited about what you're doing. It's such a fantastic organisation to be involved with.
Yeah, and it's got lots of, it's a topic that's got so much potential, and there's so much exciting things you can do with it. And we're really looking forward to the new year and growing our membership, becoming the voice or growing our voice on food and drink.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's just so much happening in food and drink, and all kinds of level, from sustainability, the packaging issues, and all the other kind of things that we're talking about, and the fact that more and more people want to buy local, they want to buy food that they know the sources of, and they want to buy healthy, good food.
Yeah.
Yeah, without chemicals in it.
I think the public awareness of what we're eating and where it comes from is changing.
Yeah.
Very rapidly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very anti-supermarket. I probably go to a supermarket once every six months.
Yeah.
I very rarely go to a supermarket, only if I have to.
Yeah.
But, we are losing farm shops. We are losing the smaller shops. And, organisations like you or what we need to keep them going.
Yeah.
And the public also.
It's interesting, though, because you do see a rise now of specialist shops, which is odd when you're faced with what's happening in retail in general and a move away from that. But you are seeing it, with places like McNaid's and the Good Shed and various other places that are doing it. And I guess it's the evolution of a farmer's market where they become fixed, if you see what I mean.
Inside
and
as well.
Become inside and then people get used to them. It's because I mean, McNaid's, to all intents and purposes, is a supermarket, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just on a different basis.
Oh, it was bustling the other Saturday.
Yeah, no, it's rammed. It's always rammed. And they sell loads of different stuff in there.
And what a lovely way to shop.
Yeah, exactly. And I just see that more and more coming to the fore, where people like to shop in that way because they can see what they're getting. They know who produced it. It's local stuff. And one of my big things has been localism for a long time. It's a trend that you see in every aspect of what we're doing. And a lot of people have made the mistake of thinking that a lot of the stuff that's happening politically is about nationalism and patriotism, and it isn't. It's actually about localism, which is a completely different issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about doing things bottom-up rather than top-down. Fludgie, thank you so much for joining us again.
We wish you
continued success with Producing Kent. We know that you're going to do a fantastic job of it. And we wish you all the luck in the world in carrying on the good work that's been done so far in raising the awareness of food and drink in this county and the contribution it makes to what we're doing. It's fantastic. Enjoy Thursday night. We shall look out for all the tweets and all the whooping and joy as all the finalists and winners are announced. It's going to be good fun.
So am I.
Yeah.
Very much looking forward to it. Thank you, Paul.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. And you know, you're always welcome back to talk about anything that you're doing. And we'd love that. We're fast approaching the end of the show. I've got a few things that I still need to read. You haven't got anything left at all, have you?
I've been very diligent, Paul.
You've read all of yours, haven't you? Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All 10.
Right. Well, I want to tell you about some stuff that's going on. You can save the date for the Southeast Construction Expo 2020. There's two of them taking place this year. The first one is on Tuesday, the 28th of April, and it's at the South of England Showground, which is at Ardingly in West Sussex. And then the next one is on the 23rd of September, and that's at Sandown Park Exhibition Centre. That's Sandown Park Racecourse in Surrey. You can find out the details for both of those events by going to www.constructionexpouk.co.uk. And there are exhibition stands and free tickets available. There's speakers. There's a whole range of seminars. They're actually very big events for the construction industry and all the ancillary things around the construction industry in the southeast. So do check them out. There's also going to be an awards ceremony, the Southeast Construction Awards. And the awards this year are sponsored by the lovely folks at All Health Matters. From Jill Monk and her team from Folkestone and Canterbury. All Health Matters are sponsors of the Construction Awards. The applications for the awards are open right now. And the awards ceremony is going to be on the 23rd of September at Sandown Park in the evening. And if you want to find out about those awards, there's a separate website for it, which is www.constructionexpoawards.co.uk. Cool. You got nothing to do, have you?
No, I'm just... But what I'm doing is, because I've been videoing, I couldn't catch up with any tweets. And now I'm... So Ven and Tech, I've said hello to them. And then Gary Hibbard. Was he the one whose aftershave I rather liked? I've lost track.
Yes, it was. He was the one you were lusting after, yeah.
Yeah, well, just the aftershave was very pleasant, I thought.
Was that it? That was your contribution.
He had
nice aftershave.
The lovely Neville Gaunt has put a photo of the old elbow dance that we were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Not quite as good as us, though.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I was trying to think, that other song about the same time as The Bump was The Hustle.
The Hustle.
Bucket, do you remember who did it?
Was The Hustle.
Yeah. I know the song. I could sing the song, but...
Yeah, Do The Hustle.
I was trying to remember who did it. Someone or other, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Wasn't Van Morrison.
No, it wasn't him. He would... that's Irishman's foreplay, isn't it? Van Morrison.
Paul, can I quickly mention the charity we will be raising money for as well?
Of course,
Which is Kent Wildlife Trust.
Oh, fantastic.
Good one.
Again, a really clear link to... building a better planet.
Absolutely, yeah, and what a great charity they are too. Kent Wildlife Trust, is that your charity of the year or is that from just the events that you're running?
Just for the Taste of Kent Awards.
For the Taste of Kent Awards.
We always choose a charity and this year.
Right, okay, the nominated charity is Kent Wildlife Trust.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And we've had 217 views of you and me doing an elbow coronavirus handshake.
How sad are people?
Yeah, 217 views.
Hey, guess what I've had? I've had an email that's going to really annoy you. Oh. It's going to really annoy you, this is, because it's great. Yeah, it's a lovely lady called Abby from Wine Tours of Kent. And she's invited me, not you.
No.
Me, not you, to a tour of selected vineyards across Kent.
Hello, does she know your tea total?
With a luxury overnight stay, all for free, for me and not you.
Does she know your tea total?
No.
You'll have to leave. I'll take my flask.
Yeah, yeah.
When?
This week, yeah. But she's just launched this business, which is Wine Tours of Kent. Mm. So she's trying to get some people to know about it. And
well, you'll just go and sip water, won't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Or eat a grape.
Yeah, so although you can't come with me on this freebie that I'm getting, you can find out about Wine Tours of Kent. So do check them out. It's a new business that's launched. It's going to be taking... it's mostly aimed at corporates, and it's about inviting people down to Kent to look at the vineyards that we have here and the breweries that are actually doing wine and beer. And she's got a cottage with a boutique hotel thing where you can stay while you're on the tour. So check it out at their website, which is winetoursofkent.co.uk.
What's her Twitter?
I don't know if she's got a Twitter up and running yet. But if you look on her website, it'll be there, winetoursofkent.co.uk.
Yeah, I don't think she has got a Twitter handle yet.
Okay.
But how jealous I am.
I should think so, too.
I may never talk to you again.
Ha, ha, ha.
Bring me back the odd grape, will you?
I will.
Yeah. Ali Harold has been tweeting us. Hello to you. I told you about Neville Gaunt, didn't I? So I'm catching up. Festival of Enterprise. Do you know them? They've been retweeting our little dance. They're the UK's leading fast growth business event. 28th, 29th of April at Olympia. The Festival of Enterprise. I shall follow them. So thanks for that. And who's that person? Paul and team. I know them. Yeah.
Okay. I need to tell you about this because we're right at the end of the show now. I want you to listen to the Business Bunker Extra Show on Friday, which is our sister show, presented by the gorgeous Amanda. Amanda Flanders. And her co-host on this Friday show is Tabitha Beasley. And their guest is Lynn Helm. And she's the founder of an organisation called Menderbath.
Menderbath. I like that, yeah.
I have no idea what that's about, so I'm going to listen to find out. But you can listen to find out too to the Business Bunker Extra Show on bizradio.co.uk on Friday at 11 a.m. with Amanda and Tabitha. Check it out. We're at the end of the show. I want to just say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsors, Fit for Trade, the Fenestration Training People, to our two fantastic guests, Bronwyn Rich of This Way Up Wellbeing, and Flergy Hooter of Producing Kent. Thank you so much to my co-host, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. We'll be back with another Business Bunker show next Tuesday. Listen to the Bunker Extra show on Friday at 11. Have a fantastic week, everybody. We'll see you all soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.